Are you setting goals but falling short? Does your business seem like it's not going anywhere? Don't give up. It's not your fault. Welcome to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Divine business strategies for real results. Host and faith-based coach Elise Smith challenges business owners to partner with the divine in their lives and in their work. Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine business strategies for real results starts now.
Hi, faithful ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, I'm sure you thought about this title of branding being a spiritual process and thought, how does that work? But today we're going to talk about what that means for you, because there's so many people out there who are talking about branding, and I want you to look at it maybe in a little bit of a different light than you ever have before, because branding is all about who you are, what you do, and why you do it. It's your chance to be able to share you and what you believe in with the world. And that has to come from a spiritual place, because you are a daughter of God. And that's probably, in my opinion, that is absolutely the most important thing for us to remember. You see, when we remember that we are a daughter of God and we share that with the world and show that in a really proud, not a vain, but a really proud, as in I'm proud to be a daughter of God kind of way, then we share our light with the world, which is what our businesses are all about, is serving other people and making our impact on this world. And so I'm so excited. In a few minutes, we'll have Jennifer Seeley on, who's an incredible branding expert and photographer. But I wanted to kind of go through and set the stage on what a spiritual process of branding can really look like, and then she'll give us two tips to make that even better. So what this looks like is I want you to think about who you are. Think about all of the titles that you have in your life, whether it's mom or wife or student or daughter or whatever that looks like, employee or business owner, CEO, all of those types of titles. But I want you to think about the one that means the most to you. For me, that is, just like we talked about before, being a daughter of God. Why does it matter, right? Why is it important to be a daughter of God? I want you to just think about that question for a second. What do you get from being a daughter of God? Why is that so important to you personally? And maybe it isn't. But I think it is. And I think that when you hear that inner dream stealer voice say, oh, there's so many other roles and things like that to focus on, that is just trying to take you away from who you are. You see, when the adversary can help us and make us almost forget who we are as a daughter of God, then we lose the ability to tap into that amazing power that we have just for being his daughter. And so the fact of the matter is because we are daughter of God, we have been given a message to share with the world. Now, you may not know what your message is, or you may have it burning so strongly inside of you that you are on fire and want to share it with everyone. And that's wonderful. But I want you to just kind of brainstorm for a second and figure out, what is that message that God really wants you to share? You know, what does it mean for you to be a daughter of God? And what is that message that God wants you to share? Because that is your brand. That's your brand, because there's so many brands out there and there's so many similarities between all the brands, right? But I want you to stand out as a unique daughter of God. So think about that. if you know why you're a daughter of God, like how that's important to you, right? And you know what that message is for you. And let's say you are a coach, or maybe you sell makeup, right? There's so many people who sell makeup, and there's so many people who coach, and there's so many people who do the same thing you do in your industry. But what makes you special? It's being that specific daughter of God. It's that mixture that you have of the gifts and the talents and the quirks and the fun things that you do that make you who you are. It's all your experiences and your trials and your challenges that have given you the message that God wants you to share. So what is that message for you, right? So that's the first thing, is I want you to think about why being a daughter of God is important to you. Second is, what is your message that God wants you to share? And third are your values. And the values are really important. And Jennifer's going to talk about this in more detail here in just a few minutes. But think about your values. Now, that can be really overwhelming. I've looked at a list of like 1,000 values before, and I'm like, okay, these are all the same over here. And like, it can get kind of overwhelming. But someone taught me one time, and I can't remember who it was, but it was this concept of, you know, this awesome activity to help you with your identifying your values. So what you do is you make a list of like 30 things that you love, or that you like to do, or like to be around, or like to eat, or, you know, this could be person, place, or thing. It doesn't really matter, right? So you write down 30 things that you absolutely love. And then you write down some words that are associated with that. So for instance, I love my husband. Good thing, huh? I absolutely love Chris. And so when I write down the words that are associated with my love for Chris, of course, love comes up, right? And caring comes up, but fun comes up as well. And so as I did this exercise, I started to write down all these things, and you just write down words that are associated with those things, such as like my dog. I love my dog. He's our Shih Tzu Terrier. He's this little ball of fluff, and I absolutely adore him. So love, of course, comes in again, and then of course fun comes in with him, and just caring. And boy, those three words came up 2 times with the things that I said. But there's other words that came up for me as well. But that's the point, is that once you write down those 30 things, and then you write down words associated with those things, then you start to see some trends. So as you can tell already from the 2 that I gave you just off the top of my head, is that love is a huge one for me. I want to love on everyone. I want to give that love and share that love with everyone. I also love to have fun as well. And so those were some of my important values that I have. So when I did that exercise, I came up with love and values. There we go. Love and connection, and also caring and fun. And then when I thought of other words, I thought of professional. And that's how all of those values came up for me. And you're going to see those trends. You can look at a whole list of values and circle them if that works for you. You can Google that. But it's a fun and kind of a personal way to do things. And spirituality is extremely important to me, as you guys can tell. If you've listened to even one of my podcasts or anything that I've done. So that's the thing, is that, you know, don't be overwhelmed by identifying the values in your brand. Just have fun with it. Make that list and then start looking for those trends. Or think about those words that ignite you. Like, empowerment is one of those words. My first company, first version, I guess, of this company was called Lasting Empowerment. And don't look it up, because my branding was awful back then. But empowerment has always been a huge word for me. So what are those words that ignite you and that just set you on fire, or that really just feel good to you? And then I want you to make a list of 10 values that you have. You know, kind of like the 10 commandments in the Bible, right? Those are the things that we're going to hold ourselves to in our brand. And we're going to share those things so that when you do social media posts, you're going to be thinking about, how can I love on people, or how can I help them to feel more love or more connection with God or more connection with other people, right? And what's awesome about your values, and when you really let them shine, is that you attract what you're putting out, And we know that, right? So if I'm attracting, and it's so funny because you're going to meet Jennifer here in just a minute, but if I'm sending out this vibe of connection, which is exactly how I met Jennifer, is that we connected over connection, which you'll hear about in just a few minutes. But I set up this networking event, and you know, I'd known her a little bit before the networking event, but she started coming to my in-person networking events, and my friend and I's, and you know, we connected about the values that we have. And see, that's the thing, is that with your brand, once you know who you are and you really own it, and you know that message that God, what God wants you to share with the world, and you have those values in place that you can thread throughout your entire business, then you connect and attract those people who are really connecting and really enjoy the same things you do when it comes to values, and that really resonate with that message that you have to share with the world. And that's who you really want to work with anyway, right? You don't want to work with someone who's going to fight you on everything. Like, for instance, I own the fact that I am a Christian women entrepreneur coach. I say that very proudly, and not to exclude anyone. That's definitely not the case. But it's because I've worked with some clients in the past that don't believe in God. And that was so difficult for me, because I had to change almost who I was to be able to try and help them, even though I knew I could help them a million times better if I could just bring God into it. But I had to change that. And that was really uncomfortable. And it was awful for her too, because she didn't get what she needed out of the situation. And so, you're going to learn a really awesome word here, or set of words, of like attract and repel kind of concept here in a few minutes. So stick around, because you're going to like that. But that's the thing, is that your brand should stand up for who you are. And guess what? Not everyone's going to like who you are, which kind of breaks my heart, because I hate not being liked. I'll just be honest. I think we all hate not being liked, right? But that's okay, because, you know, I am not attracting atheists. I'm attracting Christian women entrepreneurs. Those are the people that what I have to share, I know will make a difference in their lives and their business, because they will implement it because it resonates with them. So I want you to really think about that, is how do you want to identify your values? Do it, you know, and they may change over time, and that's totally fine, but come up with those 10 values that you can thread throughout your business, and then come up with a plan on how you're going to do that. You know, it should be in your photography. When I was working with Jennifer, you know, she would help me to identify how I can bring spirituality into my brand through my photography. And I didn't think really that was possible. Like, I was thinking, like, I teach a concept called business meetings with God. And I'm like, how do you like have an image for business meetings with God? But then we went into this beautiful park, and I was holding the Bible, and I was just studying it. And she got some beautiful, beautiful pictures of that. And so they should be in your photography. Your values and your message and who you are should be shown in your photography, your branding photography, or your headshots. Work with an amazing branding photographer to do that, right? Nice little plug-in for Jennifer there. Here, you'll just meet in just a minute. And then it should be in your social media. Like, that should be a theme for you, of having those values and that message and who you are as your theme. And it should be on your website. It should be the feel of your website, right? Like, if you're a soft person, meaning like maybe you're spiritual and you're loving and kind, and you know, you won't want like stark lines and black and red, you know what I mean? Even though I love black and red, it's, you know, outside of teal, it's like one of my favorite colors, right? But that doesn't speak to that type of person. It doesn't speak to who I am either. See, your brand needs to be a mix between who you are, your values and your message, and who you're trying to attract, their values, their message, and their why. What are they really trying to do with that? When you can overlap those two things, you can really get clear. It's almost like bringing in like two different pieces of glass, or two different magnifying glasses. When you do that, you know, it just gets more clear for you of what you are you know, who you are and what you do and how you do it and how you can serve other people better. And so I hope that this has really helped you to see a little bit more about how branding can be a spiritual process. And really, any part of your business can be a spiritual process when you include God, and especially when you remember who you really are. Because that's what it's all about is, you know, own that light that God has given you and that is burning so bright inside of you so that you can be a light to others to have their light shine too. So that your branding can be a spiritual process of them working with you and getting closer to God, even if you don't bring up God at all in your marketing or your branding or your business or your products or your services. You get to be that light that gets to light others.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, Ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, we have all had that experience where people are telling you to set goals and grow your business bigger, and you might be thinking to yourself, I'm not even sure I know who I am or who my business or what my business really is, right? Well, sometimes we have to lay that strong foundation in order to be able to take that next step. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here today with my incredible guest, Jennifer, and she is going to tell you a little bit more about who she is and what she does because she's incredible.
Thanks, Elise. Hi, everybody. I am Jennifer Seeley. I am a branding photographer. A branding photographer is the person you call when you need images for social media, for your website, when you need professional headshots that really attract those you're meant to serve. Photography can be an interesting business because so often we need to express a message through our photography, even our headshots. That is done with a branding photographer who takes time to learn what kind of image you want to portray and then works to get that out of you in the process. Yeah. So that is who I am.
And I have to brag about her because she's my personal branding photographer and I absolutely adore her. Not just the work that she does and how she is so different than all the other photographers out there, but also with how much she cares and what she knows about branding. So I'm super excited that that is our topic here today. So Jennifer, tell us a little bit why you chose this topic and kind of what this is.
You know, it's kind of an interesting story. I started into photography, like everyone else, wanting great pictures of my kids. And when I found a great love for it, I got into it as a business. And I did everything. I did babies, and I did weddings, and I did families and couples. I did everything. But it meant that I was a jack of all trades and a master of none. And so in the last year, a little over a year actually, I have focused just on branding. And I chose branding because it meant that I could spend a lot more time with an individual client. That opportunity, it was just not possible with weddings as much as I love the beautiful dresses and all that kind of thing. It's not possible with families. But when I get to spend that one-on-one time, I find myself connecting better with everyone. It means that that connection means that I can create images that mean something to you. And so that's that process of how I got into it. I have realized over time as I've done my own branding that my top core value is connection. And because it has such powerful meaning to me, first connecting to God, then connecting to family, and then connecting to others, it made sense to me why I went with branding photography, because I am all about creating that connection.
Oh, I love that. You know, just before the show, we were talking a little bit about the message that you really felt like you wanted to share with others today. And I think it's absolutely beautiful, this concept of branding being a spiritual process. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. I've taken several branding classes from other people, including another photographer. And that process was really a look at the business. How does the business look? And yeah, you connect to who you are every time. But until I added that spiritual component, that look is who am I as a daughter of God? What do I have to offer other people as a daughter of God? So that means what mission do I have on this earth? And for me, I have always known that photography was part of my mission. So that's what I want to share with other people and help them connect their life's mission with their business mission. And once those two things connect up, everything becomes clearer and easier. Not that the work becomes easier, because I'm never, hard work is what it's all about, right? But the direction you go, why you're going in that direction, is all based, when it's based on that spiritual foundation of who you are, what your connection to God is, and how those things align, how God would have you act. That is what real branding has to be about. Otherwise, you're just branding a business. And, you know, it's hard to brand a business, but when it's you and you're sharing what you are and who you are, that's the secret sauce.
I love that. It is so powerful too, because the fact of the matter is you have to know who you are, and we are all daughters of God. So why not start there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us, how do you use that in your branding? How do you use being a daughter of God and knowing who you are in your branding?
So for me, I have to go back to that first core value, was connection. Well, my other top core values, connection, excellence, creativity or creation, balance, and contribution. And what I found is when I started with contribution, that each core value built on the next one. Well, looking at those, I suddenly went, well, that is who my identity is, a daughter of God. When we contribute to others, when we serve others, that's who I am. I have to have balance, and building balance on top of contribution means that I don't become too heavy into the business or too heavy into, you know, taking care of my family. I have balance between those things. And then adding in creation, which is the photography process, is all creation, right? Mm-hmm. And then adding on top of that, whatever I create has to have excellence too. And by excellence, that's not perfection. A lot of people take excellence as perfection. That's not what it is for me. Excellence is more like mastery and doing something high quality. And then that final one, connection. Each one built together, and for me, described who I was as a daughter of God. Now, that's what I want to give to other people, is you define your core values and connect to who your Heavenly Father would have you be. Then you have business concepts that can guide you. Because if you listen to those again, contribution, balance, creation, excellence, and connection, those are mine, right? You have your own. Those are also business concepts that I give in my photography process as part of it, that I maintain a balance in between learning and photography and advertising and all those things, that I have the creativity to come up with interesting shots, that I do a high quality product to give people images that they can use in a multitude of different ways. And finally, the most important, that connection. All of those concepts then become business concepts for me. And as I brand with them, they explain who I am, they explain what I do and how I do it. And so, again, that's what everybody can have in the process.
Yeah, and I love that last statement that you made. It explains who you are, what you do, and why you do it. I mean, those five values are who you are, what you do, and why you do it, right? Like, all of it is so encompassed together, and I love that. So, for those who are listening and watching, make sure you come up with your five values. Because what's so amazing about that is that you will know who you are and what you do and why you do it. But not only that, other people will know that about you too. And they'll connect with you. I mean, I love the fact that Jennifer's highest value is connection. It's one of mine as well. And so we connect over connection, right?
Totally.
So I love that. That's perfect. Well, good. Okay, so that's kind of tip number one. What other tips do you have for the audience about having branding be a spiritual process?
So the reason that you brand is not personal, actually. The reason that you brand is to reach out to other people, because the most simplified definition of branding is that it is to sell products or services and to help people understand why they should buy them, right? That's what branding is really about. But the branding, starting from that spiritual process, means when you do that branding well, you stop being salesy, because it's coming from your heart and you know where your heart is coming from, and you're conveying that in your branding. And so you're now offering solutions because you know what those solutions are. So that process is that's an amazing process that takes away that frustration of, oh, everybody always feels like I'm selling them something or whatever. And you move to offering them solutions. You move to solving problems and all those kinds of things that make it so that your process reaches out to other people and connects with other people. Because that's what branding is all about. So I guess tip number two is to realize that branding process is about learning who you serve and how you can serve them well.
Absolutely. And so tell us a little bit about on your journey, how have you been able to identify that and how has that made a big difference in your branding?
You know, my ideal client I describe as the business owner with a heart of gold. And that is because the heart of gold part is the person who is reaching out to work with nonprofits and even has a nonprofit, you know, a business owner who has a nonprofit on the side. That indicates to me a person who is the leader in their field and willing to reach outside of their business field into the charity field. And so that's actually who my ideal client is. Now, where did that come from? Can you hear that in my core values as well? That connection, the contribution, the excellence, it's all still there. As a general rule, my ideal client is going to have very similar core values to me. And as I reach out with my core values, I'll attract those with those same core values. Now, just so you know, ideal clients don't always match up perfectly. Sometimes it's only two of the core values or whatever. But that concept helps you to know when you don't have a matchup. And if you find that you don't have a matchup, branding helps you do that too, that you can, my mentor calls it gently release that person because that matchup doesn't work. And your branding helps you define that to go, I don't match up, but there is someone who will. And that way you gently release that person. Isn't that an awesome phrase?
I know. I love that. Gently release.
Yeah. It's as opposed to repel because, you know, that's the other one. Your branding actually should stop people who are not a good match for you. And that's another purpose of branding.
Yeah. It needs to attract or gently release them, right?
Right. Exactly.
That's so perfect. Well, great. Well, I know that we've only been able to cover two tips, and luckily Jennifer is going to be doing a live video in my Facebook group called Faithful Ladypreneurs. So if you're not already a member, come join us so that you can get even more amazing tips from Jennifer. But thank you so much for being on the show today. It has been such a pleasure having you.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us, if they want to learn more about you and what you're up to, where can they go?
Oh, please come to my website, grayhavensphotography.com. That's gray with an A, and don't forget the S on Havens, grayhavensphotography.com. I am just starting, actually, on July 9th, I started a course called Personal Branding 101. I'd love to invite you to join me in that course where we really develop all of these things for you. So check out my website. That's where you'll find all of that information. And I also run a Facebook group called Inspired Branding. In Inspired Branding, I do a free weekly training on a different branding concept and then provide some tips and tricks and practices throughout the week to help you in your branding process and in reaching out to people through social media. So that group is completely free. I'd love to have you join me. And when you join that group, you also get my free ebook.
And it's pretty amazing. So thank you so much, Jennifer. And those are your tips today, guys. Make sure that you are thinking of your branding as a spiritual process. Take that to the next level, whether you're just getting started or you've been doing this for a while. So thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next time on Divinely Driven Results.
Thanks for listening to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have a voice of self-doubt in our heads, that jealous inner dream stealer. Tune in every week as Elise Smith coaches listeners on how to overpower doubt by building belief in who you are and what you want to achieve. Let go of that dream stealer telling you no and dive into expansive potential. It's not just you. Your business needs divine inspiration and action too. Join in next week as we dig deep into what drives us to pursue success while empowering your mindset and setting strategies that work for who you are and your uniquely busy life. Experience the power of divine inspiration and practical guidance from a faith-based business coach. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.